Come one and come all to the Kazoo Festival 2010, April 21st to 25th. 5 days jam full of music and art, including performances by Bruce Peninsula, Lullaby Orchestra, The D'Urbervilles, Katie Stelmanis, Bocce, Richard Laviolette and the Oil Spills, P.S. I Love You, Brides, Diamond Rings, Gringo, Gregory Pepper and His Problems, Noah 23, Ghost Bees, Ray Spoon, Ryan Driver, Eric Chanel, Sarah Mangold Buys a Bear, Ben Gunning, and many more. There will also be art galleries, a zine fair, a basketball tournament, and a bike-in film screening. Kazoo Festival runs from April 21st to 25th. For full schedule details, visit www.kazookazoo.ca, www.kazookazoo.ca. Kazoo Festival is brought to you in part by CFRU, Wellington Brewery, and the Central Student Association. You're listening to Kazoo Podcast number 4, and we have 3 guests for the show today. We have Peter Bradley, one of the programmers. We have Adam Sturgeon, who is a volunteer extraordinaire. He's going to be doing 1.5 million things, and he's going to talk about some of his experiences thus far with the festival and what things he's excited about. We're going to be having Live Action Fez join us in a little bit as well. Peter has a brand new track from Silly Kissers that he handed to me this morning. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the programming and things that you've been involved with, Peter?
Well, Silly Kissers will be playing a house show in my attic on Thursday. So that's the thing that I'm most directly involved with. Silly Kissers are on a record label called Arbitus, out of Montreal, that I've been really keen on for the last several months. Ever since I started hearing Sean Nicholas Savage and Ten Starts Bandit, and Silly Kissers have a new 12-inch out called Precious Necklace. It's a 10-inch record that features 7 tracks of their. They're a 5-piece kind of synth pop band. Super good at what they do. Sean Nicholas Savage makes beautiful love songs with awesome backing harmonies that the Silly Kissers provide. And then Pop Winds, our 3-piece, who will also be playing that night. So that's at 7 on Thursday in the attic of my house at 14 Northumberland Street. And I think people will have to show up early if they want to get in. And then I was also really involved in the show that's happening at Dublin Street United on Friday evening, featuring Flowers of Hell from Kingston and, they're a transatlantic huge space rock band. Katie Stelmanis will also be performing along with Bruce Peninsula. So that will be an excellent show to be seen in a church, I think.
And Katie Stelmanis also sings in Bruce Peninsula. Or is she no longer doing that?
I'm not sure what her role with them is.
She sings with them sometimes, I know, but maybe not anymore. And she's also had a band name change to Private Life.
Oh, okay.
But that's already been discussed in previous podcast episodes. So let's roll to your Silly Kissers track. What's the name of it?
This one is called Treat Me Like You Do. It's the it's on the second side of the 10-inch.
All right, here is Silly Kissers on Kazoo Podcast number 4.
Drunks are out on White Street, screaming at the sky. Their cigarettes hung loosely underneath their sunken eyes. Red faces on your old friends once they let them come inside. Someone get me a drink, I nearly froze to death tonight. Sitting in the snowbank, doing liquor in the dark. Cops, 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 doing tickets in the park. And trucks, 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 bumping through the city heart. Oh, paradise, oh, paradise, where are you? Your garden grew so many pretty flowers. I sat and watched them grow. Screaming down the motorway in black night caked in white. The long steel cranes under the stars are flashing neon lights. And while those cranes are spinning, so is every head in sight. Out looking for a fight, sleeping in the snowbank, dreaming of the summer sun. Cops, 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 with their eyes on everyone, every daughter and every son. Something that they've done. Oh paradise, where are you? Your garden grew so many pretty flowers. And while they grew so pretty, I grew skinny. I'm coming home to eat in the oil city. The sky is lying sheets down on the block and all is white. Cookie cutter shacks reveal the skeletons of life, and citizens there living in between their barren walls. Behind the barren moon, under silent snow that falls, sitting in the parking lot, drinking in your car, miles, miles, miles away from anywhere you are. All those cops, cops, cops never let you go. And while they grew so pretty, I grew skinny. I'm coming home to eat in the oil city. I'm coming home to eat in the oil city.
That was Flowers of Hell, and you're listening to Kazoo Podcast number 4. I'm your host, Boston Carlisle, and now I have another special guest here, Adam Sturgeon, who's doing a lot of different things at the festival. Why don't you tell us a bit about your festival experience thus far, Adam?
It hasn't started yet.
Well, that's not entirely true. You've been involved in a lot of organizing and setting up of things. You're going to be hosting a basketball tournament that's going to be out of your house on Sunday. Are you looking forward to all these people descending upon your residence?
I am looking forward to that. I was having revelations about it last night, and it should be like the sober up event of Kazoo Festival. Come to my place and get sober, play some basketball, have a good time. It's going to be great. You'll also find me at the Jimmy Jazz. I'm going to be babysitting Mike Brooks. I don't know if you guys know Mike Brooks, but he needs a babysitter. And so we're going to be doing that. And I'll be at the attic. I'm going to be everywhere.
Live Action Fez in the studio. He has made it in as well. And
hello.
Welcome to the Kazoo Podcast number 4, Live Action Fez. And Fez, I believe, is going to select a Gringo remix for us to play in a little bit. Talk about some of the things that he thinks about the festival. And now we're going to hear from a band called Lullaby Orchestra. The song we're going to hear is entitled Fog Machine. This is Kazoo Podcast number 4. Lullaby Orchestra. Check all the details for when they're playing and all the details when everybody else is playing on the website, kazookazoo.ca. Here we have Live Action Fez to tell us a little bit about the recent Gringo remix project and all things to do with Gringo. Welcome to the show, Fez.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. And so we have recently witnessed the release of the Gringo Remixes Volume 2. How about you tell us how the project's been going so far?
Well, we're pretty excited about it. We got the chance to work with somebody by the name of Roger Levens, who's a producer in Toronto. He works with Date Month Year and Woodhands and VRAA. And the remixes were a kind of a stepping stone to get ready to work on the next album with him. So gave us an idea of what we can accomplish in terms of quality-wise, and got to use a lot of like old-school gear and stuff that I just can't afford right now. So,
what was the impetus behind choosing the different songs? Did you? I know you talked to a lot of the bands you know personally, but
I don't know. It kind of comes up. It's like if I hear a song, I mean, there'll be records that come out, and there's kind of this intense anticipation for a song that's going to be good that you're going to want to remix. For instance, with the Think About Life record, but I don't know. It takes a while to find the right song. With Woodhands, we actually remixed three different songs before we got to the right one.
And you had that happen with the D'Urbervilles, too, on the first remix one, right?
Yeah, I think so. We started with We Are the Hunters and ended up with Dragnet.
And the whole band collaboratively works on the remixes, sort of, or...?
I guess when it comes to remixes, I'm spearheading things a little bit more because of the fact that it's all happening on the computer, and I'm the one who in the band who really understands Ableton Live and sort of the remixing technology that we use. Kyle Squants worked really hand-in-hand with me on this project, and we also got, you know, the band comes in and we all sort of play parts on it and sing on it or just talk about the direction they're going in and stuff. So we want to make sure everybody in the band is kind of seeing eye to eye before we, you know, decide on something.
And have you added instrument parts to some of the remixes?
Oh yeah, all of them. Most of them are a good 60% are beats and noises versus the artists.
Is this your? Have you guys? Did you guys play in Kazoo Festival the last festival or? I can't remember.
We were supposed to play the first festival, but I think something fell through, and that was when I did one of my first ever solo gigs. I played with Opopo at the Albion.
At the Albion, right. As Live Action Fez.
Mm-hmm. But Gringo, as of yet, has not played a Kazoo Festival. We've had the luck and honor of playing the 15th and the 25th, or... I think the 25th and the 40th or something, Kazoo, we played. We've always kind of landed on the anniversaries.
And what is the release format is mainly online for the new remixes?
The remixes are completely free. They're available on our MySpace, gringomusic.com. There's a high-resolution album art and high-quality MP3s for download.
And Bocce has also taken this route for their recent album. They don't have a physical copy available, but they have a downloadable free. Is it free by donation?
It's free, and then they give you the option to donate towards the band, which I kind of like. It kind of takes it away from, you know, we need your money to cover the cost of this disc, which isn't the case because they're giving it away for free, and they produce it themselves, but I'm sure there's mastering costs and... Then there's the fact that, you know, they're a touring band and they need to, you know, for equipment and stuff. So I think it's way more, fun to give money to a band thinking that it's going to go towards the band and not towards recouping the cost of some plastic CD that's going to go in the garbage in a couple of weeks.
All right. So let's hear the Gringo remix, Watch Your Step. It is on the Gringo MySpace, like Fez said. After that, we'll hear a track from Bocce. You're listening to Kazoo Podcast number 4. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Live Action.
No problem. See you later. We'll be right back.
You're tuned into Kazoo Podcast number 4. You just heard from Soft Copy from Vicious Modernism. That song was titled Bad Wiring. Nah, and we heard Bocce in there as well. We've heard a lot of Bocce on these podcasts. Now I'm going to play Weird Weather and tell you a little anecdote about the name Weird Weather. It comes from Nick, who was a coffee delivery boy in Peterborough at once upon a time, and he got into all kinds of small talk conversations when he was on his coffee delivery routes. He was always often, as you come to realize, in small talk you often talk about the weather. That was where the name came from, as in, like, here's your coffee. Yeah, weird weather we've been having lately. Hence the name. Is there any other... What else do you have to share with us today? Adam, I heard that you might be donating a trophy to the basketball tournament. You might be holding off on that. There will be a trophy.
No, right? We talked about doing that special surprise, though, that we can't tell the good people about.
There, for the basketball tournament on Sunday, there's going to be some merch surprises. That there's going to be a prize for the best sporting outfit, so you can dress up in spandex or whatever you think will look good on the court.
Your finest Gregory Pepper hairdo.
And you can win a prize for the best costume, and you can also win a prize for having the team that wins the basketball tournament. So there's two categories, and there'll be a trophy for both. There'll be Kazoo Festival merch prizes for both as well. It is at the tennis courts, basketball court by Adam's house, which is, what's the address of your place?
It's on the corner of Yorkshire and Liverpool, GCVI, the high school there, Paisley in Yorkshire.
That's where it's all going down, and there's going to be DJing. It is going to be a nice little tie-in towards the breakfast morning show to the evening show that we're having. Now I'm going to play Weird Weather, A River Runs Through Her. Weird Weather is going to be playing in the festival on Saturday, April 24th at the Jimmy Jazz, and that's a free show. Sarah Mangelbys the Bear is also playing in that set, and Rat Tail and Cousins. And I should have mentioned that
Rat Tail, I believe, is canceled for that one.
Oh, good thing we have you here. Yes, that is correct. Rat Tail has canceled because of some unfortunate.
No, they're really gracious about it. They should. They're a super cool band. We should get a chance to see them again sometime.
I'm sure that they'll be back for a Kazoo night or something.
Yeah, wish they could have played. Would have been great.
Would have been awesome. Fez is playing with Sarah Mangelbys the Bear as well. I forgot to mention that. But now here we have Weird Weather on Kazoo Podcast number 4. Thanks for listening.
A river. she runs, as she runs. Run as she runs, as she runs, as she runs. Run as she runs, as she runs, as she runs.
Weather. Check the details of when Weird Weather's playing and everybody else at kazookazoo.ca. There's one final update that Adam has to add about the Silly Kissers.
They're playing under a different moniker, I think, with slightly less members. I'm sure it's going to be equally as good.
And the different moniker is Shitty Killers. That is the end of Kazoo Podcast number 4. Thank you for tuning in.
Come one and come all to the Kazoo Festival 2010, April 21st to 25th. 5 days jam full of music and art, including performances by Bruce Peninsula, Lullaby Orchestra, The D'Urbervilles, Katie Stelmanis, Bocce, Richard Laviolette and the Oil Spills, P.S. I Love You, Brides, Diamond Rings, Gringo, Gregory Pepper and His Problems, Noah 23, Ghost Bees, Ray Spoon, Ryan Driver, Eric Chanel, Sarah Mangold Buys a Bear, Ben Gunning, and many more. There will also be art galleries, a zine fair, a basketball tournament, and a bike-in film screening. Kazoo Festival runs from April 21st to 25th. For full schedule details, visit www.kazookazoo.ca. www.kazookazoo.ca. Kazoo Festival is brought to you in part by CFRU, Wellington Brewery, and the Central Student Association.